Hello.
Hello, this is Dave from Metro PCS.
Yes?
And I was just calling to let you know that we've set up the monitoring equipment on Stannis Bevan's account here, and you're all set up for listening and recording and logging all of her phone numbers.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't do that.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Isn't this Sharon from the DEA?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was trying to call Sharon from the DEA. They were ordering a phone tap on your line, and I guess I dialed the wrong number.
How did you get my last name?
Oh, well, it's on the work order here. I'm with the Metro PCS, your phone provider.
And well, yeah, but you said Bevan. That's me, but I don't know who Sharon is.
No, Sharon works with the DEA. That's who I was trying to call. I was trying to call her so I could talk to her about you.
About me?
Yeah, because we're setting up phone taps on your line and recording equipment. I didn't mean to call you. It was an accident.
Well, do I have to pay for that?
Oh, no. The DEA pays for it all. They just want to monitor all of your phone calls and see what numbers you dial. I didn't mean to call you. I'm really sorry.
No, well, I'm glad you did, because I don't want the world to know who I'm calling.
Oh, the world won't know. Just the DEA, just the government. That's all. It's no big deal. It's nothing.
Oh, you know what? The government's got enough control. I don't think they need to control my cell phone. Are they going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I have to. It's my job, and I mean, it's not up to you who gets to monitor your calls or not. I'm just doing my job here.
You are kidding. You mean automatic? The government is going to listen to my telephone conversation?
Well, they don't just do it to anyone for no reason. I'm sure there's some kind of a reason for it. I'm just setting it up for them, and I was supposed to call them and let them know that it's ready, but I accidentally called you.
Well, how will I know when they're going to start doing that?
Oh, you won't. No, it's none of your business. You're not even supposed to know.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't have even told you. It is my business. It is my business. I'm paying the phone bill, and it's my business who listens to my phone conversation.
I know, but you pay.
That's invasion of privacy, isn't it, or not?
Well, it would be. But I'm sure they have a warrant or something. Probably, you know, there's a reason they're listening. I don't know what it is. I'm just doing my job.
That there's a warrant, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying there probably is a warrant, but I don't know. But I'm just.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in Florida, and I'm just setting this up for them. I work in the.
Where are you at in Florida?
I'm at the switching center for the phone company. I'm just setting up this tap on the line that your cell phone goes into.
You didn't answer my question. Where in Florida are you?
I'm at the switching station.
Well, where is that at?
Well, I'm not allowed to tell. You're not allowed to visit here.
You're not allowed to tell, but you're allowed to hook this up for them to monitor my calls.
Well, I'm just doing my job. This is what they do.
I understand that, but I don't want it done.
Well, you don't have.
I don't talk. I mean, it's not that important. But I just think it's an invasion of my privacy.
Oh, what have you got to hide? Maybe that's why you don't want it on there.
I don't have anything to hide. I mean, I'm a 75-year-old woman.
Okay, well, you know, it's not up to me why they're doing it. You know, they're just, for whatever reason, maybe you've done something wrong, and they want to monitor you.
No, I have not done anything wrong. I've never been in jail. I've never committed a crime. I haven't done anything. Are you doing it to all your customers?
Oh, no, just you, only you. And you don't have to prove anything to me. It's none of my business. I'm just setting this up, and then I'm all done. That's all.
But you're not doing it to all your customers.
Oh, no, just you. Just you.
That's a bunch of BS as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do things that make this happen to you. I'm just.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Well, how do I know that? It's not up to me to make judgments or anything. I'm just setting.
All right. Give me a number I can call and find out about this.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to know about this. In fact, I shouldn't even be telling you all this. I didn't mean to call you. I was trying to call Sharon.
Where is Sharon at?
She's in Washington, D.C.
Boy, this isn't a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, I don't know. I get paid whether it's malarkey or not. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, well, I haven't done anything illegal.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know what it's all about, and I don't know why it's just me, unless I have a son that's with the sheriff's department, and he hasn't talked to me in 2 years, and I don't know if he's behind this or not.
Oh, I would start eyeing him suspiciously, because you never know. But yeah, I don't know. They don't tell me anything. I just do my job and set
it. Well, I understand that. I understand that. But yeah. I just don't like this happening. And like I said, I think it's wrong for them to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know about it, but I'm not supposed to know about it. I guess they think I'm going to commit a crime, and they want to be at the front door when it happens or something.
Yeah. Oh, no, they I'm sure they have their reasons. Who knows?
But at least, I don't know what it would be.
At least because of my mistake now you have a heads up. You know what's happening.
All I do is talk to a friend in Georgia. She's sicker than a dog. I don't talk to that many people.
Yeah,
know?
Who knows? I don't know. They suspect something. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either.
None of my business, really.
Well,
it's none of yours, really, either.
It is my business, but I can't do anything about it,
no,
I guess.
It's none of your business, either. It's the government's business.
Yeah, it is. It's my phone.
Yeah, no, it's none of your business, though. You're not even supposed to know. It's the government's business.
Well, I could go down to Metro PCS and change my phone number.
Oh, yeah, because they would never be able to figure that out, would they? They'd be like, oh, she changed her number. This investigation's over. We're screwed now.
Are you telling me the truth?
Because we don't know how to get a new phone number when they change the number. That's impossible.
And you know that's a lie.
No, yeah, I'm being sarcastic because you're saying stupid things.
Oh, yeah. I know you are.
Come on. You think changing your number is going to change anything? They'll just hire me to put the new one on the new phone number.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Yep. It's hopeless. There's nothing you can do.
I'm glad you got a hold of me anyway you weren't supposed to.
Yeah. But, well, I hope you don't tell anyone.
No, and I hope that, you know, that they don't come knocking at my door, and because what I say on the phone is not that, it's not criminal. I mean, I talk to my friends,
yeah,
and that's it.
I mean, yeah, you sound really boring to me, but I guess the government disagrees.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, thanks, and you have a happy holiday.
Thanks, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.